a young person listening to this interested in politics and public service, you have some words for them, for the generations to come.
I'm proud to be a professional politician. I want the young people of Oklahoma and America to be interested in public service, run for public office, offer your life, do good service, do good work, be good people. And there's nothing wrong with a politician unless you do something wrong.
And I should say, in your private life, you and Donna have done wonderful things. Donna Nye Foundation. By the way, you've always been the youngest, but I think you were one of the oldest to become president of a university, University of Central Oklahoma.
I was the oldest person in Oklahoma history ever hired as president of a public university.
We had the Nye Institute of State Government.
Yes.
George and Donna Nye Public Service Scholarships, where students must participate in public service. Must make you feel good that that entity continues
the
on.
The legislature created that. Donna and I are very honored. Every public and private higher education institution in the state selects one person every year to participate in the George and Donna Nye Scholars Program. They get a $1,000 scholarship, all expenses paid to Oklahoma City, have a five-day government seminar in which we're involved, but I don't run, I don't manage, I don't select them. The president of every university selects the outstanding public service student on their campus to participate, and what an honor that the legislature would do that.
Here you are, 81 years old. You look years younger.
When I grow up, I'm sure I'll be a fine man.
And this life you've talked about today and given so willingly of your time, which we appreciate very much, you have to say that you've lived a very charmed life.
I have. I'm very fortunate. I had a wonderful life. I got to fulfill my dream. I listened to Bob Kerr's encouragement, Carl Albert's encouragement. I listened to my friends. I tried not to disappoint my friends. If they voted for me once, I wanted them to vote for me again. I tried to live up to what they expected. I'm not the smartest man in the world. I never claimed to be a Rhodes Scholar, but that doesn't mean I don't understand government. But I would encourage people to run for public office. And to win, you have to get the most votes. Don't do anything wrong to get them. And that's a good way to wrap this up. I'm Lieutenant Governor Lucille Ball, number one television star of America. I Love Lucy show comes to Oklahoma to speak to a youth conference sponsored by the Kiwanis Club of Oklahoma. I'm to introduce her. It's at Taft Stadium in Oklahoma City. A very small crowd comes. The Kiwanis did not get many young people out. They come to me and say, "We have a problem. Miss Ball won't get out of her car." I said, "What?" They said, "Lucille Ball will not get out of her car because the crowd is too small, that she flew in here from Hollywood, California, for a couple hundred high school kids in a football stadium, and she won't get out of the car." I was going to introduce her, so I said, "Let me go talk to her." It was a dark window. I couldn't see inside, but as I walk up to the window, it goes down in the back seat. And Lucille Ball in dark sunglasses is sitting there. I said, "Miss Ball, I'm the Lieutenant Governor of Oklahoma. I'm George Nye. I'm to introduce you. We're so honored to have you here in Oklahoma. And we just are so appreciative of you being here." Miss Ball looked at me and she said, "How did someone so young get to be the Lieutenant Governor of Oklahoma?" Okay, she's a comedian. I thought she'd enjoy a good joke. "How did someone so young get to be the Lieutenant Governor of Oklahoma?" And I said, "I got the most votes." The window went, the car pulled out of the driveway and pulled off. She flew away. And so I want to end this to tell you that to be successful in politics, you got to get the most votes. And I remember that ever since I told that to Lucille Ball. I thought I was being funny. I got the most votes. And she just rolled up the window and whoop, off the car went. So young people, study government, study history, know your people. You're their voice. Run for public office. There's nothing wrong with being in politics.
Thank you, George. This was wonderful.
Thank you, John.
You were so giving to this. Great stories. I appreciate it very much. As you sign this, just also talk about the Great Raft Race, which you would come to a lot. KRMG's Great Raft Race.
Remember, I had the George Raft.
Yeah, and that was a big deal. Okay. And I think this goes back, this picture you're signing.
Is this you?
That's me interviewing you, and your wife, Donna, is there.
Oh.